I'd like to speak to you tonight. We have the mind of Christ. So I'm just going to speak from my heart tonight. I think far too many times we fail to realize that we are a carnal man and we are a spiritual man, and that we live by the carnal mind and we live in the flesh rather than living in the spirit. And this is the reason why we have so many battles in our life. The enemy's greatest leverage into our life happens in the realm of the flesh. It happens in the realm of the natural man. He doesn't have too much to go on when we live in the realm of the spirit, because we don't like to live in the realm of the demonic, in the realm of demon spirits. So we live in the realm of the Holy Spirit. God has given us entrance into the world of His Spirit. God has given us entrance into the world of God. You see, God is spirit. Everything, angels are spirit. The Holy Spirit is a spirit. And Jesus Christ is in heavenly places as a spirit, though with a body, a resurrected body in heavenly places with Christ, with His Father. And then He will return on earth with His body, and He will live on earth. But while He lived on earth, He lived in the spirit realm. He lived with the Father. He lived by the Father. The things the Father said is what He allowed His mind to accept, and the rest of the stuff He just gave no entrance to. The enemy can only get to our natural brain. Our brain, if you think of it, is a switching valve that can switch from one thing to another. Many of you who at one time or another have had a swimming pool have noticed that where the filter is, there was a valve. And you could turn that valve, and it had several pipes coming off of that valve, and you could route water this way or that way, or either into the filter or away from the filter, or you could put it on one that's waste and it would take the water out of the pool and dump it out and waste it out there somewhere. And so you depend on where you put that valve, where you're directing the water. And our brain, our natural brain, the brain that God put in our body, is like this valve, and it has to sort through thousands of thoughts. Thoughts are in the mind, and we have the mind of Christ. Now, if you stop to think of it, if I could explain it in a way you could understand it, it's that our physical body has a brain. Our spirit has a mind. It's the capacity to take information and route it here, there, and everywhere else. The enemy has a hard time getting to the spirit mind of man. The spirit mind of man basically just has a valve that goes three ways. It allows three sources to operate. It has three pipes coming in and one going out. This valve can only choose one of the three pipes at the time. It can't just operate with all of them. It's got to switch between one coming in and one going out at the same time. It could be one of three coming in. And if I could had something where I could illustrate it for you, you would find like three openings, one, two, and three, and then one discharge, a valve in the middle that chooses one or two or three, but one at a time. And that's your spirit. Your spirit draws. Your spirit mind, which is the brain, the valve, it can choose to meditate, to think, to process thoughts that come from your spirit, number one. Let's put us in number two. You can do from the Holy Spirit. You can do from yourself, your own spirit, or you can do from the devil's spirit, from evil spirits. And you can allow those thoughts to come up in through. Now, those thoughts, if you'll think of this pipe over here that comes off of this valve that's right here in the middle, this discharge goes out into your emotions. It goes out into your emotions. Your emotions then goes out into your body. What we choose to think of and where it comes will start affecting the way you feel. It'll start affecting your emotional life. When you've got the valve turned inside, and the valve, by the way, is called our will. You can choose by will to think on things that come out from your own spirit. And your own spirit can be happy sometimes. It can be sad at other times. It can be angry at times. Your own spirit can be just blah sometimes and have nothing much to say or nothing much to do. And sometimes it can be very informative. Your spirit monitors your whole well-being spiritually, and so it can talk to you. David a lot of times talked to his soul. And it's possible to just go down the street talking to yourself. You're not talking to a devil. You're not talking to God. You're just talking to yourself. You're having a conversation because you're routed into your spirit. You see, you've chosen, let's just say that our spirit is number three here at the bottom. And so we've just chosen to open this valve to allow whatever comes out of our spirit to come into our emotions and eventually into our body. And so we're just allowing our own spirit to do whatever it's going to do. Sometimes it talks into your head because it's got, when it communicates into your body, it goes into your brain, which is the valve of the rest of your outward body. And so here we are choosing continuously. 50 times a minute or 50 times a day, you are choosing which spirit is going to influence your emotions, your brain, and the rest of your life. Our natural brain does the same thing because our body is constantly feeding to it. It's got monitors, it's got sensors that constantly tell it how hot our body is, how much of this chemical it's got, how much of that chemical, and the brain is constantly regulating. I want less of this, I want more of this. Ooh, too much sugar, we need to suppress this, and we need to. And so it's constantly doing thousands of calculations a second with all the information it's getting from all the sensors. Your car does that from the engine. They put sensors everywhere, and it's constantly monitoring. It's got a computer, a brain, that constantly monitors how hot that water is getting in your engine, how low the oil is, how high the viscosity or the thickness of that oil to lubricate your engine is, and it's continuously going through a process of all kinds of things. It even has sensors in your seat to make sure you're there. It has sensors in your seatbelt buckle to know that it's in place. It has sensors all over the car, more than you think, thousands of them everywhere, and it goes in. They all go to a brain, and it all sends information, and as long as everything's okay, if not, you're going to get an engine light on, or you're going to get something blinking or beeping at you telling you something is wrong because one of the sensors is sending the wrong information. That brain is constantly monitoring all this and making decisions for you. And when it's monitoring the engine, it knows just how much oxygen it needs, just how much pressure you're putting on it and everything, and it regulates everything for you. You can go down the road without doing a thing in the world. It's doing everything for you. Thank God for that. Our brain does that too, even when you're sleeping. You can't say, oh, I better breathe again. You know, your brain is just taking care of all that information all the time. And so, although you go into a low state when you're sleeping, you're not using a lot of energy, then it's using all of your energy to restore your body, and it takes most of the energy to the organs that are crying out the most for stress that they are under. It's a beautiful thing. We could talk about that all night. It's a marvelous world. God created such a beautiful masterpiece with our body. But without going there, I just wanted to show you how the brain, the computer, is constantly working with information that our body, our physical body, is sending into it. Our brain also has a portion of it that's connected to the spirit over here. It's connected over here to our mind and our emotions. And so we need to understand that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is the rest of it. If we have our pipe, the valve, open to our natural spirit, you're just going to be natural that day. If you're down, you're down. If you're up, you're up. You're whatever. If you are going to tap into the devil, which is the other, the number two is demonic, and they love your mind. They love. If they can have your mind, they'll lock you down to where you can't even think. You can't do anything. They got you down. They got you locked down. They're just downloading and downloading and downloading. I remember talking to somebody. In fact, I remember the day that I was sitting at my desk and reminding myself that these things can only download into me as long as I'm on the internet. One day they were putting down a program on me that, you know, they do that. They wait until you're online, and then they put all this stuff down on your computer. I just reached over to my modem, and I punched it off. I said, bye-bye, you know, because I could not stop it. They didn't want me to stop it. They, you know, they'd taken over my computer and wanted to say, you won't. By it goes. This is what our mind and our spirit man can do continuously. Our will can choose. The devil can be in the middle of his download, and you can reach in there and say, Mr. Devil, bye. You don't have to sit there and say, oh, Pastor, the devil's been on me all day long. I can't kill it. I've got this engine that's locked up. It's frozen up. Diesels will do that. If you get them revving too high, they just don't shut down. You're going down. You know, if you don't shut something down, you're going to go down the road 100,000 miles an hour because it's not stopping until it blows up, okay? And so when the devil thinks he's got you to get, just shut the engine off. Just pull the trigger, okay? And so we have to understand that the product of what he downloads in our heart and mind will filter into our mind and emotions. It's going to filter into our brain and emotional life. You cannot stop it, but you can stop it by choosing something else. Now listen to this. You can't just stop it by shutting the switch off because the switch doesn't shut off. It just allows you to switch back to another channel. Either switch to the Holy Spirit and to God's world, or switch to your own world. But for God's sake, get off the devil's channel. You know, if you don't like all the junk that they put on TV, then don't turn to those channels. And if you don't like any of it, don't sit there moaning and complaining and calling the company and telling them they're creeps. Just throw your TV out. You see, we have a way of thinking, oh, the devil's possessed me and they take me over. No, sir. We have the mind of Christ. Say, we have the mind of Christ. Say this, I have the mind of Christ. One of the greatest apostles that ever walked the face of the earth said, we have the mind of Christ. He didn't say we should have. He didn't say we could have. He didn't say it'd be nice if we had. He didn't say someday if you mature enough like a Christian, you will have. He said we have. Mr. Devil, we have the mind of Christ. I guess that gets me down to this point. Use it. Mind of Christ, number one. Mind of the devil. Oh man, I've been under attack on the devil. I can't get these thoughts out of my... Yes, you can. Switch that sucker over to the channel of God. Switch it over to the Holy Spirit. Switch that channel. I'm falling into temptation. I'm going to do this. I can feel myself do it. Switch the channel. Shut it off. Had one person that was on his way down to do something they shouldn't have been doing. And said, you know what, I really couldn't help it. I said, I don't believe that. Well, you know, I was already on my way down there. Yeah, but there's something nice about a car. Put it in park and throw the key out the window somewhere in the grass where nobody can find it and walk home. You won't make it where you're going, because it's farther where you're going than from home. I said, better yet, throw it out the window of the car when you get in to turn the engine on. Don't tell me I couldn't help it. People lock on. After the devil puts all that stuff in your brain, you're going to have to live it out. Because once it's downloaded and you just allowed it to be downloaded and you just sucked on all that yuckiness that just came into your mind, then you're going to feel real yucky after that. Well, hello. The devil downloads yuck. So if you feel yucky, what's happened here? You just got to download. You know, I've had times you drive down the road or in a car or you're doing some other thing, and while your mind is idle for a second, that's what devils love. That's why they have yoga and all this stuff where you put your mind in idle, because then they can have it all day long. If the devil gets to you, my dad used to say, read a newspaper. In electronics, what you do is read the fine print on a schematic diagram. You have to concentrate to know that this integrated circuit is sending voltage into this capacitor, and this capacitor is going to send it into a resistor, and the resistor is going to send it back to another integrated circuit that's going to multiply the voltage 5 times and send it into a regulator. And you got to concentrate into that schematic diagram like I have many a time. I can tell you, the devil can't use it, not even if he forced his way in, because I'm using my brain. The devil could be there storming and fuming, trying to get a download on you, but if you're not on the internet and you're working on your computer, he can just fuss all he wants to, but you're not going to get a download because you're just not connected to the internet. God has given us a very precious thing. When God gave us a free will, he gave us a valve that we're in control of. That's what a free will means. That valve is the will. And God made it free. It's connected to you. It's whatever you want. That's what you get. That's why Paul says, think on these things. Let the mind of Christ be in you. Think on good things. Think on positive things. Think on things that are good. Now, I know I'm real down to earth tonight because I want to get a message across to us. There's some of us that are just pile-driven by the devil and are so tired of this, don't know what to do anymore, and we're staggering under the load of it. Shut the valve off! God says, shut the valve down. People have problem with pornography. Don't go around magazine stands. Don't have internet service. And guess what? You won't have problem with pornography. Know where to get it. I just have an aversion against this devil that seems to feel he owns everybody's mind anymore. And the Holy Spirit's saying, you've got the valve, you've got the handle on the valve, shut the thing off and turn it over to another channel. And quit listening to that channel anymore. We don't need deliverance. We need our will active in the right direction. You know, sometimes people say, oh my God, I need to be set free. Well, that might be true. Do you want to be set free? Oh yeah, I want to be set free. Well, it's easy. Just shut the valve off of channel 2 and put it on channel 1. Oh no, I need some great thing happening. No, you don't. You just need to stop the source that's driving you crazy. Don't give them your mind anymore. Listen, I have fought with all kinds of spirits you didn't even know existed. I have fought with. I've had battles on my mind that have taken me down to my knees and have laid me down and actually killed me. And I've come back out of the grave again because the Lord has brought me back over and over and over and over. But He doesn't want to just bring me back. He wants to teach me not to get there in the first place. And so the Lord is saying, if you don't want to be rebellious, then don't allow the spirits of rebellion to feed their stuff into your heart. If you don't want a filthy heart, then don't open up to filthy spirits. Stop it. Shut her down. Shut number two down. That's the demonic. Open it up to number one. That'll all you do you good. Because number one's always happy. Number one's always full of joy. Number one isn't fussing over how yucky and dirty and sinful you are. He is so righteous, so filled with righteousness, that when you allow some of His pure water to flow through you, about 5 minutes later, you feel squeaky clean. Why? Because He's going to affect your emotions, your mind, your body, your spirit. Everything that's in Him is going to affect you. And if He's righteousness, how is it going to affect the rest of you? Oh, but my conscience, it feels so bad. I have been such a bad guy. Oh, I have been such a bad... Shut the valve off of that line. Because it's either on you, and the Bible says if your heart condemns you, God's greater than your heart. So shut off number three. That's you. Then shut off number two. He's always accusing and condemning you. You can count on that.